Reading from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life. The gospel for this Sunday is from Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Jesus said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You've heard the stories of need. I'm not going to preach long. You've heard those stories of need. And some of you might be saying, what in the world does this gospel lesson have anything to do with those stories? Typically, we've heard this story preached as, be persistent in your prayer. Keep on praying. Come on, you can do it. Don't give up hope. And I think that's here, yes. But I want to take one part of this story that might be between the lines. In many places in the New Testament, we hear this, and Jesus had compassion on whether it's an individual, a blind man, or a woman who was bleeding, or it was a crowd of people. Jesus had compassion on them. The word compassion is derived from a word, com, C-O-M, means with, in Latin, and passion means hurting, suffering. We get suffer or suffer with. Jesus had compassion on an individual, compassion on the crowds. He suffered with them. He felt and experienced their pain. Whether it be in Haiti or China, in the poorest province, or in Tanzania, where maybe they have shoes, maybe not, maybe they have health care or not. The gap between where we are and where those people live is huge. Linda, my wife, she subbed for meals, mobile meals on Friday. After she tried to figure out how to get through all that construction zone on Robert Street and all the other side streets that are around there, she came home and she said, "Every time I do this," she says, "I come home and recognize how much we have." As she sees other people's situation, Jesus understood this gap that is growing in our country and in the world between those who have and those who have not. Maybe that's what we've said before. But those who are suffering. And he had compassion on them. Today is highlighting all aspects of the world that we are partners with that have this suffering that's going on a day-to-day basis. See, when I'm hungry, and I may look at the cabinets and I may say, I don't have anything to eat, it really means I don't have anything I want or like. Those who have gone to Africa, every time they go to Sam's Club, end up in a shock. It's like a system, your system being shocked because of the abundance in that one place compared to the place that we had just been where there was nothing else. We laugh about it maybe, but we had rice, right? And peas. And then for lunch we had peas and rice. And then for supper we had rice mixed with peas. We ate well, but we ate the same thing. The gap that we have is huge. And I know that sometimes we don't see it that way because we judge ourselves amongst each other and we say, well, I want this, I want that, or I'm not getting enough of what I need. But we are here today to constantly put before us that the world that God has created is bigger than us. And the need will always be there. I am not thinking that somehow we will take care of it all at once, but we have an opportunity to offer the resources that God has given us so that others may live, literally live. In the Old Testament, and it runs all the way through the New, this is the phrase, and you probably can finish it. We have been blessed so that we can be a blessing. It's using the very resources that we have been given so that others may live. I hope that our hearts would break when we hear and see pictures and stories of those who are far off, but those who are still near, because this type of brokenness is present in our own communities. I hope we can be people of God whose hearts break like God's does and are able to show compassion to those in need. Amen. Please stand if you